USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of mourners attended George Floyd's funeral in Houston. Texas Congressman Al Green said Floyd's only real crime was being born black.
George Floyd deserved the dignity and the respect that we accord all people simply because they are children of a common God. And it's very unfortunate that we have to be here, but we're going to celebrate the life of George Floyd today.
Following the service, Floyd was then laid to rest. The family made its way to the church via the horse-drawn carriage as people lined the streets to pay their respects.
But I want to support our community as well and just let the family know that I'm here for the moral support, the prayers, spiritual support, and emotionally I'm here.
The casket could be seen through glass as it, too, was taken by carriage to Floyd's final resting place. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maria Santamaria, the owner of the now Torch Club, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
In a video that was played at George Floyd's funeral, Joe Biden said, "Now is the time for racial justice." In an interview with CBS, Biden said, "The events of the past 2 weeks have not influenced who he will choose as a running mate." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president is ready to get back on the campaign trail. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
It looks like President Trump could be soon getting back on the traditional campaign trail. Politico is reporting the president wants to start holding rallies by later this month. The president hasn't hosted a rally since March, when the coronavirus put large events on hold. Details about where the rallies will be held and what safety protocols would be in place are still being worked out. The president has been pushing to get back in front of supporters as he falls behind Joe Biden in a number of recent polls.
A small earthquake shook the San Francisco Bay Area, where residents reported slight shaking but no injuries or major damage. The magnitude 2.7 quake was recorded at the University of California, Berkeley, at a depth of 6 miles near the edge of the campus, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Berkeley is about 4 miles north of Oakland and 10 miles northeast of San Francisco, just across the Bay Bridge. Parts of the university near California Memorial Stadium sits along the Hayward Fault, which is an active seismic line that has produced many small earthquakes, but no major events in more than 150 years. Scientists say the chances of a major quake in the Hayward Zone is increasing due to the length of time that's passed since the last event. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.